Well, today we want to talk a little bit about this subject of not I but Christ.
今天早上我们要讲的这个题目就是
非我为主。
Specifically, walking in newness of life.
尤其是怎样一举一动有新生的样式。
So first, let's have one more word of prayer.
那开始的时候我们还是有一些祷告。
Lord, we do come to you this morning.
主啊，我们今天早上来到你的里面。
We're thankful, Lord, that it is your delight to reveal yourself.
我们也感谢你，因为你乐意将自己启示给我们。
And Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit would take even these weak human words we speak and reveal Christ.
圣灵，我们求你把我们这软弱人的软弱的话语，借着这些把你自己能够讲出来。
Lord, we acknowledge that we need to hear from you.
而且我们在这里要特别的说明，我们需要你。
And so we just cast ourselves upon you, the faithful God.
所以我们把自己交在你手里，你是那信实的神。
In your holy name, Jesus, we pray.
耶稣奉你那圣洁的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to start by turning to a very familiar verse in Romans, Romans chapter 6.
我们开始的时候先来看一处非常熟悉的章节，是罗马书第六章。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
罗马书第六章第四节。
Romans 6:4 says, Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so too we might walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
All right, then I'm going to ask you to turn to John chapter 11.
现在请大家翻开到约翰福音第十一章。
So we're going to read several verses in John chapter 11 and John chapter 12.
我们会从第十一章和第十二章的里面来读一些章节。
So we'll begin with John chapter 11 verses 1 to 5.
我们先来读十一章的第一到第五节。
John 11:1 to 5. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.So the sister sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
第一节开始，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主又用头发擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
Now let's go down to verses 14 and 15. So Jesus then said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.
第十四到第十五节，耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信，如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
In verse 21, Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
第二十一节，马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Then verses 25 to 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
第二十五、二十六节，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
Chapter 11 verses 35 and 36, Jesus wept, so the Jews were saying, see how he loved him.
第35、36节，耶稣哭了，犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
In verses 43 and 44, when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go.
第43、44节，说了这话，就大声呼叫说，拉萨路出来，那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
Then John chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him.
第十二章的一、二两节，逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
And then finally, chapter 12, verses 9 to 11. The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priest planned to put Lazarus to death also.Because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus.
然后第十二章的九到十一节，有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故，回去信了耶稣。
So when we think of Lazarus, immediately we think of resurrection life.
当我们想到拉撒路的时候，马上想到这个复活的生命。
Lazarus is actually one of three people who had this distinction that God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, when Jesus walked on earth, raised him from the dead.
那这个拉撒路呢，就是当时耶稣在这个地上行走的时候，在地上所复活的三个人里面其中的一个。
This was before Jesus would go to the cross and then open the door for all of us to enter into that resurrection life.
这是在耶稣上十字架打开一条路，让我们都可以在复活里面之前。
So one of those people was the widow of Nain's son in Luke 7:11 to 17.
那第一个复活的呢，是在路加福音七章十一到十七节那里面所提到的，是一个拿因寡妇的他的儿子。
The second one was actually Jairus' daughter, as we see in chapter 8, verses 40 to 56 of Luke.
那第二个呢，是一个人叫雅鲁他的女儿，这是在路加福音第八章四十节到五十六节所提到的。
And then the third was Lazarus, as we just read in chapter 11 here of John.
那第三个呢，就是拉撒路，就是在约翰福音第十一章我们所读到的。
So all three of these would physically go through death to then be raised by the Lord Jesus.
这三个都是进到死亡里面之后，耶稣让他们再复活的。
Which means they would ultimately actually go through a second physical death.
或者说他们之后在那个物质上面还有第二次的死。
However, they understood and they experienced resurrection life before that second physical death.
但是在他们第二次这个物质生命的死之前，已经经历了这个复活的生命。
So I think there's actually there's a lot for us to even consider when we look at the story of Lazarus.
当我们来看这个拉撒路的故事的时候，里面有很多可以值得我们思想的。
And this morning we want to specifically consider some thoughts on this aspect of walking in newness of life.
但今天我们来读这个故事的时候，就集中在一点，就是怎样一举一动有新生的样式。
So we'll break it down by first looking at who Lazarus was, this Lazarus of Bethany.
那我们先来看这个拉撒路，这个伯大尼的拉撒路是谁。
And then we'll look at Lazarus' death and resurrection.
然后我们再来看拉撒路他的死和复活。
And then finally, take a look at Lazarus' life after resurrection, this walking in newness of life.
然后我们再来看拉撒路在复活之后，他怎样一举一动在新生的样式里。
So Lazarus is first introduced to us as the brother of Martha and Mary.
当拉撒路开始被介绍的时候，我们知道他是马大和玛利亚的兄弟。
Lazarus' name actually means God helped.
那拉撒路这个名字的意思呢，就是说神帮助。
And Lazarus is certainly an example of God helping.
而且呢，拉撒路他自己就是一个神帮助了他的那个榜样。
Reminds us of Psalm 21, which we looked at last time I shared.
记得吗？上一次我跟大家分享到诗篇的第121篇。
From where does my help come from?
我的帮助从何而来？
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
保护以色列的他也不打盹也不睡觉。
So let's just consider Lazarus of Bethany.
那我们来思想这个伯大尼的拉撒路。
Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha lived in this little town of Bethany about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem.
那拉撒路呢跟他的姐妹就是马大跟玛利亚住在伯大尼。这个伯大尼是大概离耶路撒冷有2英里的地方。
Now Bethany is interpreted by some Bible scholars as house of figs.
那伯大尼呢有些圣经的学者呢就说他的意思里面讲到就是无花果之家。
And this is partly because the area had a lot of fig trees and a lot of palm trees.
因为在当时的那个在那个地区有很多的这个无花果树也很多的棕树。
And this represents a fullness.
这里面代表的是一个丰盛。
Figs in the Bible generally represents Israel.
在无花果在圣经里面经常是代表以色列。
And so here we see God's chosen people. This is a house of where the God's people are in fullness and abundance.
那我们看到这里伯大尼代表的是神所拣选的一个家，在这个家里面有很多的丰盛。
However, there's some Bible scholars that translate Bethany as house of misery.
但是呢同时也有一些圣经学者说伯大尼的意思呢就是一个悲惨之家。
There were said to be many weak, many sick that lived there.
说当时有很多那些软弱的得病的人住在当地。
So why would we have these two very different and somewhat seemingly opposing viewpoints?
为什么我们在这里有两个完全相对的解释呢？
And I think that may be the issue is the viewpoint that we have.
也许是我们这个角度跟眼光不一样。
From the world's perspective, it was not a very important place.
从这个世界的眼光来看，这不是一个很重要的地方。
It was not a very significant city, this small little area outside Jerusalem that was populated maybe with many weak and poor people.
是一个在耶路撒冷之外的一个小乡村，没有什么很重要的事情，而且当地呢还住了一些病的一些软弱的人。
And from the world's perspective, this was not a very important family.
所以从世界的眼光来看，这个家庭也没什么重要值得注意的。
However, I believe from the Lord's perspective, it was a house of fullness.
但是我相信从主的眼光来看，这一个家是一个丰盛的家。
A place where Jesus was very comfortable and went often to fellowship with Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
这个家让耶稣是如此的舒适，所以他经常去那里跟拉撒路、跟马大、跟玛利亚去交通。
The Lord was very much at home with this family and in this place.
主在他们的家里面就在这个地方就好像在自己家一样。
And from Luke chapter 10 and verses 38 to 42, we know that Jesus visited there often, and when he would visit, Mary would sit at the feet of Jesus, listening to every word he said.
那在路加福音的第十章我们也看到耶稣那一次也去伯大尼这个家，而且在那里呢有马大伺候。
We also see that Martha was very busy serving.
我们也看到玛利亚在主的脚边，那马大呢就在那里繁忙，在那里伺候。
And this is where we have the story of Martha coming to the Lord and complaining, Lord, Mary is not helping me. She needs to get up and serve with me.
那我们也记得那个故事，就是马大到主耶稣面前，跟主耶稣说，这个很多事情为什么这个玛利亚她不来帮我呢？你在不在意呢？
But the Lord told Martha, Mary has chosen the good part, and it will not be taken away from her.
然后主就告诉马大说玛利亚拣选了那上好的是不能夺去的。
The Lord exposes Mary's anxiety and even her attitude here.
所以在那里呢主耶稣把马大里面的那个思虑烦扰还有他的那个 态度给启示显示出来。
However, interestingly enough, he does not tell her to quit serving.
但是很有意思的就是主耶稣并不是说你就不要做了。
We know the Bible tells us that Martha's issue was she was distracted with much of her preparations.
那我们看到圣经告诉我们马大是因为许多的事情所以思虑烦扰。
And I think this is an important reminder for us.
那我想这对我们来讲也是一个提醒。
And I think Martha knew this principle, but she needed a reminder.
我相信马大其实他知道这个原则。那我们却需要被提醒。
This is often true of us as we walk through this journey. We need reminders.
就像我们也一样，当我们走过这个人生的路程的时候，经常需要被提醒。
And these reminders and our response to these reminders are keys on how we walk in newness of life.
那这些提醒还有我们怎样在提醒里面来回应对我们怎样一举一动有新生的样式来讲是非常重要的。
So Jesus reminded Martha that all valuable service comes from a heart of devotion.
耶稣所教导马大的就是所有那些算得数的服事都是从一个敬拜的心开始的。
It begins by sitting at the feet of Jesus, knowing him and falling in love with him.
所开始的那个地方就是坐在他的脚前来爱他
Hearing his voice and obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit
来跟随他听到他的声音然后来顺服
Then service is simply a response of love allowing this life to flow through us
然后这个服事呢就是在爱里面很自然流露出来的外面的行动
A life which edifies the body and in this God is pleased and his will is done
那这个爱呢里面带出来的行动就可以来建造教会，也可以让我们的父心满意足。
Reminded in Mark 10:45 that Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many."
在马可福音的第十章第四十五节，我们应该记得那里面主耶稣说：“因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
He is our servant king, and his life will manifest itself in that way.
他是那个奴仆的君王，他的生命就在这些服侍里面彰显出来。
I'm afraid that many of us often get busy serving before we are still and know God.
那我的担心就是很多我们的弟兄姐妹们是非常繁忙的服事但是呢却不真正的认识主
Service in the house of God should not be a burden or a chore
在神家中的服事不应该只是一个只是一个那个家务或者说一个繁重的一件事情而已
It is an act of worship that should come from living under that open heaven our brother spoke about a couple of weeks ago
而是在那个几周前弟兄所讲到的敞开的天下面那个敬拜带出来的服事
As we live in union and communion with him, his life will flow out
当我们是在与神的交通里面的时候带出来的就是外面的这个行动和服事
And he will lead us by the indwelling spirit and his grace will allow us to serve and to walk in this resurrection life.
是他的圣灵在我们里面引领我们而且呢让我们可以在外面来服事
So recently I was reminded quite often actually about how service and serving is a response of love.
那最近我就被提醒怎样是这样的事情就是服事是从爱里面出来的。
And I was reminded of that because these days I get to spend a lot of time with an engaged couple that's about to get married.
那最近呢我就经常花时间与一对已经订了婚的年轻的夫妻在一起。
And I've known this young man all his life.
那这个年轻人呢我知道他的一生。
I'm actually responsible probably for several of the traits that he has and that's not necessarily a good thing.
而且我对他很多生命的特征其实 要担责任的这不一定是好事啊
But I have never seen him give so much attention to serving and desiring to serve somebody
那我在他一生里面从来没有见到他会这么的集中注意力花全力去服侍某一个人
I have never seen him go to such great lengths to make sure she is pleased
我也没看到他曾经就是说走多远的一条路都要达到一个目的就是让这个人欢喜
And in seeking to please her it's actually pressed him into a more intimate relationship with the Lord and a much stronger prayer life
那就是这个思念呢因为他要取悦于这个 他那个将来的妻子呢，让他可以与神进到更好的交通，更亲密的交通里面。
So thankfully, he does recognize that serving someone else is only possible and sustainable through the Lord's resurrection life.
那感谢神，因为他意识到啊，如果要在生命里面服侍一个人的话，那必须是与神与主先有一个这样的交通，这样的话才能持久。
But it's a fresh reminder to me of what first love and the response to first love should look like.
所以这就提醒我，让我看到啊，起初的爱里面出来的回应该是什么样子的。
That our love should, our life should be one of responding to the one that has loved us greatly and redeemed us.
所以我们的生命应该是对着那个救赎我们的、爱我们的那一位，在里面有一个爱的回应。
So we know that Jesus had a close relationship here with Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
那我们也可以看到耶稣在这里与拉撒路、马大、玛利亚有一个爱的关系。
In fact, the scripture repeatedly tells us that Jesus loved them.
而且在圣经里面一再一再地讲说耶稣爱他们。
And we see in John 11:11 that Jesus actually, when he's talking to the disciples, refers to Lazarus as our friend.
而且在十一章第十一节，耶稣提到拉撒路的时候，说：“我们的朋友拉撒路。”
So you get the sense that Jesus and the disciples spent a lot of time with Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
所以我们可以感受到，耶稣和他的门徒跟拉撒路、马大、玛利亚花了很多的时间在一起。
And this is the atmosphere that Lazarus was living in, one where Jesus was at home.
这个就是拉撒路他生活的一个气氛，因为他们一直是与经常与耶稣在一起。
I think we need to stop and reflect when we think about that and look and say, are our homes Christ-centered?
所以我们现在要来思想，在我们的家里面是不是也是以基督为中心呢？
That is where this new life is flourishing.
因为只有在这样的情形下面，这个新生命才可以繁盛。
We all want our children to know and fall in love with the Lord.
我们愿意我们的孩子们也来爱我们的主。
However, it's not about bringing them to meetings and having them read the Bible every day and just having them memorize verses.
但是这并不只是带他们来聚会，然后让他们来背这些章节，或者让他们来读经。
All of these are good things, but do our children see the reality of Christ in our homes?
这些都是很好的事，但是呢，孩子们有没有在我们的家里面看到有主的实际呢？
Is our home a place where Jesus feels comfortable and at home?
那我们的家是不是耶稣到我们家里面觉得很舒适呢？
Do we pray together as a family, not just at meals, but in the mornings, in the evenings, when there's challenges and when there's difficulties?
在我们的家里面是不是除了三餐祷告之外，在早上、在晚上、在有困难临到的时候，都一起来祷告呢？
Is it a place where we confess to the Lord and we see His forgiveness and His covering and His cleansing.
是不是在家里面我们一直在寻求主，而且呢让他来遮盖我们的那些缺欠呢？
And is it a place where we praise and worship the Lord together?
是不是在这个家里面是一个地方，我们一起来赞美敬拜我们的主呢？
Do we read the Bible together? Do we fellowship together?
我们是不是一起来读经，而且呢会有彼此的交通？
And do they see our service to the Lord?As a response to love and worship to Him,
孩子们有没有看到我们的这个服侍是出于对主的爱和对他的敬拜呢？
I'm afraid if we isolate God to just meeting times, then we actually become a stumbling block to our children in coming to that intimate relationship with the Lord.
我的担忧就是，当我们只是在外面。来聚会来敬拜的时候，这个时候会让我们的孩子们与神之间有亲密关系的一个成为这件事情的一个阻碍。
So my charge to the front couple arose is don't let us be a stumbling block to that.
所以今天我也来鼓励在前面坐着的这些孩子们，不让父母们成为这样的一个阻碍。
And this responsibility is not just for married couples and parents.
而且这样的功课不光只是为着那些在婚姻里面的夫妻或者是父母。
We actually see three young single people here in Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
其实我们在这里看到的是三个单身的年轻的人，是马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路。
So even if you're single and you live alone, the question is still the same: is your home Christ-centered?
就算你是单身的话，还是同样的一个问题，就是在我们的家中是不是以基督为中心
？When others come in, do they sense the presence of Christ?
当别人进到我们家里面，有没有感受到主的同在
？If we are abiding with Jesus, then the light and the life of Christ will come forth.
如果我们是住在耶稣里的话，那别人到我们家里面就可以看到耶稣他的光和生命。
And his life will be manifested in even some of the very mundane things of life that we do.
而且呢，他的生命可以在一些很平凡的事情里面体现出来。
And this is what Lazarus witnessed on a regular basis.
这就是拉萨路每一天他所观察到的。
However, we don't see Lazarus sitting with Mary at the feet of Jesus.
但是呢，我们好像似乎没有看到拉萨路是跟玛利亚一样坐在耶稣的脚前。
We also don't see Lazarus.Serving alongside Martha.
而且我们也没看到拉撒路在马大的旁边跟他一起来侍奉。
He is present.
他在。
But there seems to be a work in his heart that yet has not been completed.
但似乎在他的心里面还有一些工作还没有做完。
Lazarus, like all of us, needs to come into this resurrection life.
拉撒路跟我们每个人都一样，必须要进入到这个复活生命的里面。
Lazarus knew the Lord, but he needed to come to a place where he knew what it meant to deny himself and let this resurrection life take over.
Yeah, 拉撒路他认识主，但是他需要认识怎么样在自己里面死，让这个复活的生命在他里面可以活出来。
Lazarus and us need to learn to walk in the newness of this life that the Lord has put in us.
在我们里面的拉撒路需要来学习怎么样有这个新生命，一举一动有新生的样式。
So let's consider some thoughts about Lazarus's death and his resurrection.
那现在我们来思考一下拉撒路他的死和复活。
Chapter 11 begins with Lazarus becoming sick and his sisters send word to the Lord Jesus.
在约翰福音第十一章开始的时候讲到拉撒路他患病了，然后他的姐姐就去找耶稣。
They say, Lord, behold, the one whom you love is sick.
在那里他们告诉耶稣说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And then when Jesus hears this word, he responds in this wonderful way and he says, this sickness is not to end in death.
那耶稣听见之后他的反应就是说这病不至于死乃是为神的荣耀。
But it is meant for the glory of God and so that the Son of God may be magnified and glorified in it.
乃是为神的荣耀是为了叫神的儿子得荣耀。
Now Jesus told us this sickness would not end in death, we would probably all think, okay, he's not going to die.
那当耶稣说这病不至于死可能我们的想法就是说拉撒路不会死。
But this is not what Jesus said.
但这并不是耶稣当时所说的。
Jesus said it is not to end in death.
耶稣所讲的是他不至于最后的结果是死。
For there to be resurrection life, there must be a death.
如果我们要有复活的生命必须先要有死亡。
Reminds us of a very familiar verse, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.And the life I now live, I live in the flesh by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
就像在加拉太书第二章第二十节所讲到的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Praise the Lord that we have been crucified in Christ, but that is not the end, that is the end of the beginning.
我们要赞美主，因为我们可以与他同死，而且这个同死不是一个结束，而是一个新的开始。
So after Jesus makes this statement, he does a very seemingly strange thing.
那后面呢，耶稣又讲了一句话，听起来非常的奇怪。
He waits 2 days before he even starts his journey to Bethany.
他等了两天才开始向伯大尼而去。
We would expect Jesus to react like us.
我们期望耶稣像我们一样来反应。
We have an emergency, we need to kick into emergency action.
现在有一个紧急的情况，那所以我们的行动也是要紧急的。
How many of us would just run to Bethany as fast as we could?
有多少人在我们中间会当时以最快的速度去伯大尼呢？
And of course, we would have been full of ideas and recommendations.
而且我们里面充满了很多的主意，很多的建议。
It seems like when somebody else is in crisis, we have all the answers for them.
因为经常当有人遇到问题的时候，我们心里面充满了许多的解决的办法，还有一些建议。
But the truth is, often when we are in crisis, the only thing we can do is cry out to the Lord Jesus.
但是在实际里面，我们只有唯有一位主，我们应该在里面向着我们的耶稣来呼求。
He is our help.
他是我们的帮助。
Lazarus and Mary and Martha were definitely in crisis.
拉撒路、马大、玛利亚，他们确实是在一个紧急的状况里面。
And sometimes our prayer is only a groan or a sigh or in agony we look and cry out to the Lord.
有的时候我们就是在这样的情形里面，或者是在呻吟里面，或者是在一个忧伤的叹息里面来到主面前。
We see this often in the Psalms.
经常在诗篇里面我们读到这样的章节。
And first it may appear like the Lord's doesn't hear us, but the Lord hears our every prayer.
开始的时候我们感受好像主没有听我们的祷告，但其实主一直在垂听。
He hears and he desires to answer.
他听到了，而且他愿意来回应。
So when the Lord arrives finally at Bethany, Mary and Martha both come to him and have similar statements. And they say, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died.
所以当耶稣后来去到伯大尼的时候，这两个姐妹就来迎接耶稣，而且对他说，你如果早来，我们的弟兄就不必死了。
So in our grief, sometimes we do question or do we do doubt the Lord or we start to wonder.
在忧伤的里面，有的时候我们也会疑惑，我们也会在主里面有那些一些思虑。
Lord, if you'd have been here, where were you?
主啊，你怎么当时不在这里呢？那时候你在哪里呢？
Mary and Martha, I'm sure, were very anxious, waiting for a response, waiting for the Lord to show up and do something.
当时马大玛利亚一定是焦急的等候主耶稣出现来做一些事。
But by the time the Lord gets there, it appears that Lazarus has been dead now for 4 days.
而且当主耶稣当时去到的时候，很明显的可以看到拉撒路已经死了4天了。
It looks like the Lord is too late, but except in the Lord's timing, He is on time.
在外面看起来主他似乎是耽延了，他迟了，迟延了。但其实在主的这个时间表里面是正正好。
Another interesting thing I thought when the Lord first received this word, I would have expected him to grab all the disciples and the people there and say, let's have a prayer vigil.
那我的感受呢，就是当听到这个消息的时候，主耶稣就把所有的门徒召聚起来说，来，现在我们来有一个祷告的聚集。
And we don't have that recorded, but I believe that the Lord Jesus did pray.
虽然这里面没有记载，但我相信主耶稣他有祷告。
We see throughout the Bible he was in continuous communication with his Father.
因为在圣经里面，我们可以看到主耶稣是一直的与父在这个祷告交通的里面。
And we were also reminded by our brother a couple of weeks ago that Lord Jesus didn't do anything except what the Father told him to do.
而且在几周前，我们也听到弟兄跟我们交通讲到，我们的主是看见父做他在做，看见父说他才说。
And the reason I believe he prayed is because his response was, this sickness will not end in death.
我相信他祷告之后得到了神的回应，是说这病必不至于死。
I believe the Father had revealed that to Jesus and he had perfect confidence in what the Father was going to direct.
我相信当神这样把这个答案告诉耶稣之后，那主耶稣他里面就有充足的信心。
This should actually be our response whenever someone is ill or needs help.
而且对我们来讲，当听到某一个弟兄姐妹在疾病里面或者需要帮助的时候，也应该如此行。
Our responsibility is to put the matter in the hands of the Lord, the one who can answer.
我们的责任是把这件事情放在那个可以负责、可以做成的人的手里。
And we are to pray, Lord, do not let this end in death, but that you would be glorified.
而且我们的祷告可以说，如果必不至于死的话，我们愿意你得荣耀。
And if we pray in that way, we can be confident that the Lord does hear us.
而且如果我们这样来祷告的话，应该我们里面是有足够的把握，他一定会听我们。
Now, the answer may not be what we expect, but we can trust Him, the one that works all things together for good for those that love Him.
虽然这个祷告的回应不一定是我们开始所期望的，但我们必须要相信，它是让万事效力叫爱神的人得益处的。
Now, something we have to be very careful about is we are never to judge why the situation is what it is.
那我们需要小心，不要去论断说这件事怎么会是现在这个样子。
As people, we naturally have our own ideas and thoughts, and we think every sickness is a result of somebody's sin.
因为我们作为人呢，总有自己的想法跟看法。当听到疾病的时候，第一个想法，很自然就是，这肯定是因为罪，所以才有病。
And sometimes when Jesus would heal somebody, he would say, "Go and sin no more."
有的时候确实，当耶稣医治了一个人之后，就说，去吧，不要再犯罪。
And it's also true that if I sin and if I'm disobedient, there are consequences to be faced.
而且确实，当如果我违背神，我那个犯罪的时候，确实是有这个后面的后果的。
But it is not true that just because there is sickness, it means somebody has sinned.
但并不是说当有疾病的时候，必要的一件事就是这个人他犯了罪。
This is where Job's friends had it very wrong.
这就是为什么约伯的朋友们都错了。
So we're never to judge where somebody is at, but we are to respond in love, and our responsibility is to pray.
所以我们当碰到一个人有问题的时候，不是去论断，而是去在爱里面来为这件事祷告。
Now, if we're the one that's sick and we're the one that's having difficulty, we can certainly ask the Lord, "Is there unconfessed sin that you want to show me?"
而且当我们自己遇到难处的时候，确实是可以这样去祷告，说有没有什么隐而未现的罪呢？如果神这样来让我们看见的话，我们就可以悔改。
And sometimes that will be the case, and we have the opportunity to repent and be restored.
有的时候确实是这样，那我们就可以悔改之后被神来恢复。
But at other times, the Lord answers as he did to his disciples when they asked about the young man that was blind.
那有的时候呢，就像有一次门徒来问耶稣说，诶，这个人他眼瞎是怎么回事呢？
The disciple said, was it this boy, or was it this young man, or was it his parents that sinned is why he's blind?
然后他们是这么问，就说是这个人呢，还是这个人的父母有罪呢？
And Jesus in 9:3 said, John 9:3 says, it was neither this man that sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
那在约翰福音第九章第三节那里面，主耶稣的回应是这样说，也不是这人犯罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
We're also reminded in 1 Peter 5:8 as we go through this life that our adversary the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
而且在彼得前书第五章第八节我们也看到，就是提到我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
All right. Excuse me while I change my headdress.
我现在要换我的这个麦克风。Headdress.
Who knows what he translated?
他不知道我到底翻译了什么。
All right, so although the enemy is prowling around and looking for someone to devour,
虽然仇敌是在这里遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
We're actually comforted in two verses later in verse 10, where it says, "After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself perfect, confirm, strengthen." And establish you.
但是就在这一个章节的两节之后，我们就得到了鼓励，因为在那里说，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等我们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Therefore, though the enemy is seeking to stumble us.
虽然仇敌在那里来寻找，要来吞吃，要来毁灭我们。
The Lord delights in redeeming us, and He delights in turning what was meant for evil for good and for gain eternally in His kingdom.
但是主却喜悦来拯救我们，他是要把那些邪恶的事情发生的事情要转成对我们有益的。
Christ is our resurrection, our overcoming life.
基督就是我们的复活，就是我们的生命。
So how do we come to into this walking in newness of life?
那我们怎么样进入到这个一举一动有新生的样式呢？
Let's look at this final point.
这是最后的一点。
So we know that Jesus loved Lazarus. The Bible tells us this many times.
我们知道耶稣他爱拉撒路，圣经不止一次提到。
So how is it in that love he would let Lazarus die?
那为什么在这个爱里他就允许拉撒路死呢？
Lazarus had to die in order for there to be a resurrection.
因为拉撒路必须要先死，然后才能复活。
If Lazarus would, or Jesus would have simply healed Lazarus, would he have come into knowing that resurrection life?
如果耶稣只是简单的来医治拉撒路，那拉撒路是不是能够进入到这个死里复活呢？
Would he have simply remained in the house with the Lord's people, but never come into the fullness of walking in that life?
也许他只是确实还是在神的家中来享受，但是呢，却不能进入到这个复活生命的丰满里面。
We see that the Lord had a better plan. He wanted Lazarus to enter into walking in the fullness of that resurrection life.
所以我们看到主对着拉撒路有一个更好的计划，是让他在那个丰盛的复活的生命里面来行走。
I actually appreciate the way our brother Oswald Chambers puts this, so I'm going to read a quote from him.
那我很感激这个有一位钱伯斯弟兄，他曾经这么讲过。
He says, with God, there is no second best. We go to Him, and He is the best.
在神里面，他这么讲，在神里面没有次好。如果我们到他面前，都是最好。
And he further clarifies that by saying, the things that keep us from God's best are usually the things that are right and good and noble from the natural standpoint.
而且他继续的来讲说那些来阻止我们得到神作为我们最好的事情呢，经常在这个天然的观点里面是正确的，是良善的，是尊贵的。
So don't settle for what is good when the Lord has the best for you.
所以不要在这些所谓的良善的事上停止，因为神要把最好的给我们。
Lazarus needed new life. He needed to enter into the resurrection life of Jesus.
拉撒路要进入到耶稣这个死而复活的生命里面。
Jesus said to his disciples in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 24, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
在路加福音第九章二十三、二十四节，耶稣这么样向他的门徒来讲：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
So daily we come to Him and we receive His death as our death, but we receive His resurrection as our life.
所以天天的我们可以到耶稣面前，让他的死成为我们的死，也让他的复活成为我们的生命。
May we be led by His Holy Spirit and know what it is to walk in the joy of His fullness, this newness of life.
愿意他在圣灵里面引导我们的时候，我们可以这样来跟随，让他这个复活的生命成为我们的喜乐，成为我们的这个新生命。
And may we know what it means to deny ourselves and bring all things to the feet of Jesus.
而且我们也来学习怎么样舍己，把万事都带到主耶稣基督的脚前。
For example, we may think we know the best college or career for our young people.
比如说，可能我们以为自己知道对着我们的年轻人来讲，什么是他们该去的最好的学校和专业。
But are we willing to let go of what may look good to us and ask Jesus to provide His best?
那我们愿不愿意把我们所以为这些好的放下，让耶稣来预备，为他们预备那些最好的呢？
Basically, our good flesh is still our flesh.
虽然是有一些所谓良善的肉体，但它还是肉体。
And no matter how good our intention, it's not good if it's not what the Lord's best has in mind.
而且如果我们的动机就算再好，但如果不是主心意里面那个最好的，那它就不是好的。
Resurrection life is best.
这个复活的生命是最好的。
To be able to walk by the Spirit and say, "Not I, but Christ."
就是借着圣灵来行走，可以说不再是我，乃是基督。
Jesus knows what the best job for you is.
耶稣他知道对你来讲最好的工作是什么。
He knows whether you should be promoted or not promoted.
他知道你是该被升职呢，还是不该被升职。
He knows the perfect spouse for you.
他也知道你那个最完美的配偶是谁。
But have you asked him?
如果你这样去求的话。
Do we remember that we are but God's stewards when we think of how to spend his money?
而且我们要记得在使用钱财上，我们只不过是做管家的。
I believe the Lord's even interested in what car you drive and what clothes you wear.
我相信神他在乎我们穿什么，也在乎我们开什么样的车。
And he's not interested because of how you look in them.
他并不在乎我们那个外表是别人看是怎么样。
What he's interested in is you having that conversation with him and talking to him about those things.
他在乎的是我们与他在这些事上都来交谈，都来寻求。
He is interested in you talking to him about every aspect of your life and then leading you into what is best in his economy.
他的意愿呢，就是让我们在凡事上都与他来交谈，然后他可以把那个治好的来给我们。
We see in 2 Kings where there was somebody that was healed who did not handle this properly.
我们在这个列王记下可以看到，有一个人他疾病得医治了，但是他却没有做到刚才所讲的这些好的。
2 Kings we see Hezekiah did not walk in this newness of life.
我们可以看到在列王记下这个西西家王他并没有在一举一动有新生的样式里面生活。
And Hezekiah had been a very good king, and then the Lord came to him and said, Hezekiah, prepare your house for your life on this earth is over.
西西家在记载里面他是一个好王，所以当他要离世之前，神就差遣人到他那里跟他讲，你要准备要离开这个世界了。
Hezekiah poured out his heart to the Lord and he pleaded for healing.
然后这个时候西西家就把里面的心意都来倾倒说，主啊，神啊，我要你医治我。
And the Lord stepped in and very miraculously healed Hezekiah and then told him, you have 15 more years.
然后神就在那里用这个神迹来延长他的生命，而且告诉他，你还有15年的时间。
Unfortunately, Hezekiah did not handle this well.
但是很不幸的是，西西家并没有在这件事上有一个好的处理。
Knowing the exact number of days he would live did not serve him very well.
知道了他的年日还有多长，并没有使他得益处。
Hezekiah ultimately showed off his treasures to his enemies, and he took pride in the blessings of God.
然后呢，在后来，西西家就把神给他的祝福，却给那些敌人来看，在那里向他们来展示。所以是因为他里面的骄傲。
And in those 15 years, Manasseh was born.
而且在这15年之中，他的儿子马拿西出生了。
And Manasseh would become one of the worst and most evil kings that there was.
马拿西是在所有的王里面最邪恶的之一。
Hezekiah still had a life within him that was in competition to resurrection life.
所以对西西家来讲，他里面还有一个生命是与这个复活的生命来相争的。
And unless Hezekiah learned to die to himself and to deny himself, he wasn't able to enter into the fullness of that resurrection life.
除非西西家他能够学会舍己，能够进入这个复活的生命，他才能一举一动有新生的样式。
For us, we just need to see that this old man has been put to death in Christ. Hallelujah.
所以我们要看到的是哈利路亚，因为我们这个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
But the end is not death, it is Christ our life.
但是这个结果，这个结束并不是死亡，而是基督成了我们的生命。
And as painful as it was for all those around Lazarus, and as painful for it was for Lazarus, Jesus knew that Lazarus needed to come to a place of dying so that he could enter into life.
虽然对拉萨路来讲，或者对他周围的人 来讲，拉萨路的死是如此的痛苦，但是耶稣必须要让这件事情发生，才能够让拉萨路可以进入到这个复活生命的实际的里面。
To deny ourselves, we need to know that Jesus loves us.
当我们舍己的时候，必须要知道耶稣爱我们。
And we need to trust that he knows what's best for us.
而且我们必须要信靠他知道对我们来讲最好的是什么。
And we know because we see it over and over again that Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters.
那我们知道是因为这里面一再一再的讲耶稣爱拉撒路并他的姐妹。
And we see when Jesus came and saw everybody weeping and in grief, he was very troubled and moved.
我们看到耶稣看到这些人在那里痛苦哭泣的时候，耶稣他也被感动。
He looked upon the tomb, and then we have one of the shortest verses in the Bible, but he had a very powerful verse.
嗯，然后他看着拉撒路的坟墓啊，就讲了一句非常短，但是非常力量非常大的一句话。
John 11:35, it said Jesus wept.
那这个圣经里面的这个章节说，在约翰福音第十一章第三十五节说耶稣哭了。
It was not easy for Jesus to see Mary and Martha suffering.
对耶稣来讲，看到马大、玛利亚在那里受苦，其实他也是很难受的。
To know the pain and agony that Lazarus had gone through in this physical death.
而且他知道拉撒路在物质的生命死亡的这过程里面所经历的这一切痛苦。
Jesus was human and he knew what it meant to suffer.
耶稣他也是人，所以他知道受苦是什么。
And he has compassion on everyone that suffers.
而且他对每一个受苦的人都有怜悯。
It's often painful to the Lord Jesus to see how we suffer.
经常看到我们在那里受苦，耶稣他也很痛苦。
And he probably had insight here into the suffering that he was about to go through in order to redeem us.
也许他也看到，当他为着救赎我们的时候，也要经历这样同样的痛苦。
But because of his love for us, he knew it was the only way to guarantee victory.
但是因着对我们的爱，他知道只有这条路才能够让得胜有保障。
So we remember the song we learned as toddlers. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
那我们也许还记得，就是在儿童的时候就来学唱的这首诗歌，就是耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
We need to take that to heart, and we need to know the depth and the height of our Lord Jesus' love for us.
所以我们需要来知道，真正的知道耶稣对着我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Romans 8:38-39, the Lord says, or Paul actually says and records, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God.Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就像保罗在罗马书第八章38-39节所讲到的，他说：“因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。”
And because of his love, we know he never slumbers nor sleeps.
因着这个爱，我们确信他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
The Lord will protect you from all evil, and he will keep your soul.
那他会保守我们，可以经历所有的这些邪恶的时候，还可以得胜。
And when we believe that in our hearts, then we're able to surrender and let this life take control.
所以当我们在爱里有把握的时候，就可以降服我们的生命在他的里面，让他来掌管。
We see Jesus when he looked at the tomb, he cried out with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth.
然后我们就看到耶稣在那里坟墓面前说，拉撒勒出来。
Do we hear the Lord Jesus calling to us and saying, come forth?
我们有没有听到耶稣对我们说，你出来。
Then Jesus said, "Unbind him, let him go."
而且耶稣说解开，叫他走。
You know, when we're first saved, we still have many of the attachments and encumbrances of this world upon us.
我们不需要来隐瞒，因为在我们每一个人里面，都还有这个世界的捆绑和那些锁链。
Even daily as we live, we have this flesh often operating in our lives.
就算我们每天生活的时候，也有这个己的这个老的生命一直在那里来影响我们。
And that's why daily the Lord says, come, deny yourself, and I will come and bring in new life.
所以主耶稣说，你要天天来这样舍己，让我把这个新的生命带进来。
He will raise us up from the depths.
他会让我们从死里复活。
The world, the flesh may want to cause us to stumble, may want to hold us back, but the Lord Jesus has overcome that.
这个世界还有我们的肉体是要在那里面拉住我们，不让我们向前，但是耶稣却要把这个复活赐给我们。
He calls us to come out and walk in the newness of life.
他来呼召我们出来，来活一个一举一动有一个新生的样式。
So where do we find Lazarus after he's raised from the dead?
那我们在拉撒路复活之后在哪里找到他呢？
So as we read in our verses, 6 days before the Passover, the Lord comes to Bethany.
我们也读到在逾越节前六天耶稣又来到伯大尼。
And this is actually shortly before he's going to go to the cross.
其实这是在他要上十字架之前。
He comes to Bethany, he comes to the house of his friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus.
他来到伯大尼就是来到他朋友的家里，就是拉撒路、马大、玛利亚的家里。
And we find Martha still serving, but no longer murmuring.
那我们在这里看到马大还是在那里伺候，但是却不会抱怨了。
And we find Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, and then we find Lazarus, it says he's reclining at the table with Jesus.
我们也看到玛利亚还是在主耶稣的脚前，也可以看到拉撒路是与那同耶稣坐席的人中间。
Drawing close to the Lord and entering into the fullness of His presence.
就是来亲近我们的主，来进到他这个复活生命的丰满的里面。
And Lazarus has a front row seat when Mary breaks the alabaster jar and anoints Jesus for his burial.
所以当时当玛利亚打开那个瓶子让来用香膏来膏主耶稣的时候，拉撒路就在那个最靠前的位置看到。
This is where we are to be found. This is our privilege to be living in the presence of the Lord Jesus every moment of the day.
所以这也应该是我们所在的地方，就是在每时每刻都活在主耶稣基督的面前。
Allowing His resurrection life to flow out, whether we're at work or at school or at home.
让这个复活的生命从我们里面可以流淌出来，不管是在工作、在学习、在学校。
Staying Christ-centered,
一直保持让基督成为我们的中心。
And recognizing that we have His resurrection life available and ready to work through us every moment of the day.
而且让我们记得，这个复活的生命是一直的在那里为我们已经预备好了的话，我们就可以天天每时每刻让它可以流露出来。
If we keep our eyes centered on the Lord Jesus in that way, it will be noticeable to others.
如果我们的眼目一直是注重在让基督为主的话，旁边的人都会注意到这件事。
In John chapter 12 verse 9 that we read, a large crowd came out not only to see Jesus, but also Lazarus whom Jesus had raised from the dead.
在约翰福音第十二章第九节那里面看到，有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。
And many when they saw Lazarus, they wanted to be saved. They accepted the Lord.
当他们看见拉撒路的时候，他们就愿意也被拯救。
But there were others,
也来信主。
There were others that wanted to put him to death with the Lord Jesus.
那也有一些人，他们来是要来杀耶稣的。
Lazarus's testimony was all about bringing glory to the Lord Jesus.
那对拉撒路来讲，他的一切就是要把荣耀来带给主耶稣。
And when people came to see Lazarus, they also saw Jesus.
所以当这些人来看拉撒路的时候，他们同时也看到耶稣。
We need to know when we walk in this resurrection life, as I said, it will be visible.
像刚才我所讲到的，如果我们是在复活的生命里面来行走的话，人会看得到的。
And we also have to be aware that that Satan and the enemy will want to stumble us and cause us to trip up.
那我们也需要注意到，这个仇敌魔鬼他一定是要来阻挡我们，让我们跌倒的。
But we need not fear.
但是我们却不需要惧怕。
Lazarus was at that place where he could say just like Job, though he slay me, I will yet praise him.
因为拉萨路可以像约伯当时所说的那句话一样，他虽杀我，我仍在他里面有指望。
He trusted that Jesus knew what was best for him.
因为他信靠说耶稣已经有最好的为他准备好了。
And this is to be our testimony as well.
这应该也是我们的见证。
You know, a couple of weeks ago, and I actually see her sitting before me now that she's high school, but a couple of weeks ago in middle school, our sister Lily was baptized.
在几周之前也有年轻人坐在前面，但不是高中生，是初中生。里面有一个年轻的孩子叫 Lily。
And she testified that during COVID, as she watched, it was amazing to her how Christians were at peace and at rest and were able to walk in the midst of all that chaos in that rest.
那她呢，就是当天受浸的。她在受浸的见证里面就说，她触动她的一件事，就是在这个疫情的里面，在这些所有的混乱、所有的这些困惑的里面、所有的危险的里面，她看到基督徒却是如此的平静，信主的人跟其他人都不一样。
While others panicked, she saw a life lived out and said, "That's the life that I want for me."
所以在所有的人在那里这个焦虑烦扰的时候，他就说，哎，这些人所有的生命是我，就是那些平静的人所有的生命是我所要的。
And as we walk in this newness of life, the Lord will testify of Himself through us.
当我们一举一动有新生的样式的时候，耶稣就被我们见证出来。
Of his overcoming life to those that we work with, to those that we fellowship with, to those that we live with.
那这个复活的生命就可以借着我们与我们工作的人、与我们交谈的人，都可以传递出去。
One final thought: We have a gospel meeting coming up next weekend.
那最后的一个思想就是，我们下一周就有一个福音的聚会。
And may we not think it's only High Beings and Larry's responsibility.To share the good news.
因为我们不是这么想哈，只是海滨或者 Larry 弟兄他们的责任来传福音。
We should pray for them that the Lord would give them the word He desires to express during that time.
我们需要祷告，就是主把主自己要讲的话交给他们，让他们当天来讲。
But we need to recognize that every one of us has a responsibility.
但是我们也要意识到，每一个人我们都有责任的。
A responsibility to come prepared, to come with hearts ready to worship the Lord.
就是我们也要预备，准备好在当天来到这里，在敬拜的里面。
To surrender ourselves and let the Lord's resurrection life flow through us.
对着主来降服，让他复活的生命从我们可以流露出来。
May we all say, Lord, we are willing.
愿意我们都说，主啊，我愿意。
And may during that time He, the Lord Jesus, be seen and heard and adored.
愿意在那个时候，主耶稣可以被听见、被看见。
He is great and He is greatly to be praised, and He desires to reveal that.
主他本为大，该受大赞美，而且他应该在我们中间被显露出来。
And He desires to reveal that through our lives.
他愿意借着我们的生命来彰显。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your resurrection life.
主啊，我们为着你这个复活的生命来感谢你。
We thank you for your love for before our Lord that goes to all heights, all depths, all distances to capture us.
主啊，我们也感谢你的爱，越过了这么长阔高深的距离，主啊，来拯救我们，来打倒我们。
And that you love us enough not to leave us in the bondage of this world and this old man.
而且你爱我们到一个地步，你不愿意我们被这个世界、被我们的老我所捆绑。
Lord, may the cry of our heart be to do all that you need to do to bring us into your best.
愿意我们的祷告就是你做你该当做的一切，可以把我们带到你自己的里面。
And we do thank you that you have a glorious.Eternal purpose that you've created each one of us for.
我们也感谢你，因着你这荣耀永远的旨意，你创造了我们。
So may you be glorified in these lives that we live on this earth.
愿意我们在这个地上，这个生命，这个生活，可以让你来得荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.